Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, July 17th, 2018. Welcome to day 544.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there. There was no collusion at all. And people have seen that, and they've seen that strongly. The House has already come out very strongly on that. A lot of people have come out strongly.
Trump backpedaled today and tried to spin his Helsinki summit comments. He read from prepared remarks.
I thought that I made myself very clear by having just reviewed the transcript. Now, I have to say, I came back and I said, what is going on? What's the big deal? So I got a transcript. I reviewed it. I actually went out and reviewed a clip of an answer that I gave. And I realized that there is a need for some clarification.
He claimed that he misspoke yesterday and meant to say, quote, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia that interfered with the election.
It should have been obvious. I thought it would be obvious, but I would like to clarify just in case it wasn't. In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative.
Trump also said he accepts the intelligence community's conclusion that Russia meddled in the 2016 election, but followed that up with a qualification.
And I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there. There was no collusion at all. And people have seen that.
During yesterday's news conference, Trump said he doesn't see any reason why Russia would have meddled in the last election. Prior to that, Trump blamed the United States for acting with foolishness and stupidity toward Russia in the past, and he rejected the consensus of U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election. Instead, Trump said he believed Putin's denial.
President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be, but I really do want to see the server.
Trump also tweeted that his meeting with Putin was even better than his great meeting with NATO allies, while blaming the media for being rude and going crazy. Quote, I had a great meeting with NATO, Trump tweeted. They have paid $33 billion more and will pay hundreds of billions of dollars more in the future only because of me. NATO was weak, but now it is strong again. Bad for Russia. The media only says I was rude to leaders, never mentions the money. Obama was delivering the 2018 Nelson Mandela annual lecture in Johannesburg and warned that strongman politics are ascending subtly and issued this warning.
But given the strange and uncertain times that we are in, and they are strange, and they are uncertain, with each day's news cycles bringing more head-spinning and disturbing headlines, I thought maybe it would be useful to step back for a moment and try to get some perspective. I am not being alarmist. I am simply stating the facts. Look around. Strongman politics are ascendant, suddenly, whereby elections and some pretense of democracy are maintained, the form of it, but those in power seek to undermine every institution or norm that gives democracy meaning.
Meanwhile, the United States Treasury will no longer require nonprofits like the NRA, Koch Networks, Americans for Prosperity, and Planned Parenthood to identify their financial donors to the IRS. Super PACs and other 501c4 organizations will no longer have to provide the IRS with the names of donors who give them more than $5,000. Critics say the measure increases the likelihood of illegal donations of dark money from both domestic and foreign contributors. And finally, Robert Mueller requested immunity for 5 potential witnesses in Paul Manafort's trial on charges of bank fraud, conspiracy to commit bank fraud, and tax crimes, which is due to begin on July 25th in Alexandria, Virginia. Mueller did not identify the witnesses, but he said the 5 would invoke their constitutional right against self-incrimination and remain silent unless Judge T.S. Ellis III grants them immunity. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The 20-foot-tall inflatable Trump baby blimp is coming to the United States for a nationwide tour beginning in August. 2. Trump plans to give Air Force One a red, white, and blue makeover after negotiating a $3.9 billion fixed-price contract with Boeing for the planes. 3. The U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem will cost almost 100 times more than Trump claimed it would in March. 4. The federal government spent more than $65,000 at Trump's Turnberry Golf Club and Resort in Scotland during his visit to the UK. 5. The Federal Reserve Chairman said there's a rising chorus of concern from business over Trump's tariffs and that countries that have gone in a more protectionist direction have done worse. And 6. The White House's mid-year budget projections see the federal deficit crossing over $1 trillion in 2019. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.
Oh, I don't think I'm a lot dumber than you thought that I thought I was once.